Winds, as expected, dominated the weather today. I'm Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Strong winds in the eastern plains, 35, 45 miles per hour, in some cases up to 55 miles per hour, have been recorded this afternoon. Fire risk was high across areas of eastern Montana into the western Dakotas, where we saw even some thunderstorms develop. Strong gusty winds around a lot of these storms were the number one threat. So as we get into the evening hours, we'll continue to watch some of that wind, but slowly decrease as we start getting into the evening hours. We'll continue to watch temperatures hold into the 50s and 60s for tomorrow afternoon with a warm-up in general. Tomorrow for portions of western and central Montana will be the warmest day. Wednesday overall will be the warmest, with many of the highs hitting the 60s and 70s. More weather up next.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
I'm Mitch Conan, farmer from Fairfield, Montana. Producers want to ensure they're making the most of their input dollars. Planting certified seed means you're not wasting time, fertilizer, fuel, and insurance on a crop that won't make the grade. Proper inputs make for a good crop. But seed is the only input that can get you more than higher yields. Certified seed gives you the assurance you're getting the variety you want. Certified seed, you can't afford not to. Brought to you by the Montana Seed Trade Association.
Mostly clear west of the divide, with temperatures chilly in the morning in the 20s to lower 30s, and then partly cloudy in west central and northwest Montana, with the highs mainly in the 60s. From Canada southward to Great Falls and Lewistown, some periods of wind during the evening, partly cloudy, 30s first thing in the morning, 20s closer to the mountains, and then tomorrow partly sunny by the afternoon, mid 50s to mid 60s for the highs, 40s again closer to the higher elevations. From Helena southward to Dillon in southwest Montana, 20s for the overnight low. A chilly start at 50s to low 60s for most of the highs tomorrow. Northeastern Montana into North Dakota will continue to see some thunderstorms here this evening, or rain shower, periods of gusty winds. That'll quiet down, with the lows dropping 30 to 35, and then highs tomorrow in the 50s to low 60s. And southern Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas, again, 20s and 30s for the overnight lows, 50s to mid 60s, and sunshine tomorrow with less wind. I'm Ed McIntosh.